this week, we're perhaps more aware of the dangers of the internet and online interactions than ever before. The family of 17-year-old Ronan Hughes have urged parents to start conversations about it with their children.
But the older generations may need to do most of the listening. There is much that people don't know or understand, not least the large proportion of the internet known as the dark web. Those are the websites which hide their identities and some of which contain illegal or abusive material, for example, child pornography or the sale of drugs.
So how much do our young people know about it? Well, Will Leach has been hearing from teens and people in their 20s who are all too aware of what the dark web can mean.
Whenever I say dark web to you, what does that conjure up? What does that make you think of?
There are sites and all that people don't know about, do you know what I mean? There are sites that are hidden sites, you know what I mean? Sites that people, they aren't like advertised and stuff, do you know what I mean? So it's sites that you don't know about that you go onto and stuff.
How do you think it works?
Well, it's not only young people know about the internet, do you know what I mean? It'd be adults and stuff too. That's where you get the information from mostly, is your peers and stuff, do you know what I mean? So it's just about word of mouth and what you hear and what you get told and stuff about the internet.
Websites that you don't really want to be going on, or there's the general internet, and then there would be, I don't know, things that, mad things on the likes of the internet, and I think that's what the dark web would be.
I know most of the websites are that you can buy anything. Buy marijuana and cocaine and all the internet, just have it delivered to your door.
Did you go looking for those, or did you just hear about them, or did you encounter them?
You don't look for them, they just come up on your screen. They just pop up as well. Where you hear from other people?
Bad places on the internet. Really bad places for young people.
Places you can wander into by accident, or places you know fine well you're going to.
I think they're terrible. But you can't just wander into them. There is stuff to choose you. That they are dark. They're not like Facebook or YouTube or nothing, where you know what you're going to do. You can go into it if you don't have a clue about it. But then you can get hooked onto it, and then pass it on to friends, and then it'll just go downhill from there.
Now, do you know anybody that would, in your knowledge, have ventured onto it, have strayed onto it, or maybe deliberately gone on?
Yeah, I know a good few people. Like, a friend of mine, I don't really bother with them anymore. She would have actually bought drugs. She would have showed me. Like, the website and all, you could get guns and mad drugs, like heroin and all on it. And, like, it's one thing to have a wee nosy, but there is some worrying stuff on the, like, websites you can see. Like, people getting killed and stuff and videos and... It's not nice, like, it's not pleasant to watch.
They've seen stuff that they don't know how to talk about it, or who to talk about it to. It's really bad, because it could drive them to worse situations, like suicide, or depression, or loads of other stuff that they wouldn't really want, only because they've seen these images, or seen these dark websites, or got the memories in their head that push them further from life on, like, Facebook or YouTube or all the nice ones. We're going to the dark ones and then getting into darker, like, days of their life.
Have you ever been places and thought, you know what, I'm not going to go there again?
Yeah, I've been on websites and just thought, nah, I'll never go on that other website again, because it's a dangerous website, you know what I mean? It's a vicious circle, you know, until it sort of exploits you, and it's a bit dangerous to go on to, because you're exploiting yourself to the rest of the world, and you don't know you're doing it until it's too late, really.
But when I was on them, they were pretty good people, but they've been done these websites and they've just changed. And I don't know if they've bought stuff off the websites or they've seen stuff on it that I've been into their head and I thought, oh, I'm going to try that and then do it and then commit it to it too.
You hear that, you're horrified. You think, that's not for me. But you're also curious. I think people are curious,
oh,
and that's the problem.
You're always going to be curious, like, but it's whether you follow your curiosity and go into the other websites or you just take people's word for it. Say, it's dark, don't go near.
Do parents know about it? Do teachers understand it? Do you feel it's a thing maybe only young people really encounter to this degree? Or?
I think maybe older people should be educated a wee bit more, since they are usually the ones that young people would turn to for help. It definitely makes you be more cautious as to who you're talking to and what you're doing online and what sites you're going on to, because you're not sure what's safe and what's deemed appropriate.
Some people aren't proud of what they've seen on the internet, and some people aren't happy of what they've seen on the internet, so some people aren't going to disclose out their information and what they've seen. Sometimes people don't find it hard to talk to anyone. No, sometimes you want to keep it to yourself, because sometimes you're ashamed of what they've seen, you're disgusted of what they've seen, really.
The dangers of the dark web. The young people all work and train with the Bytes Project, and we're talking to Will Leach.
19 minutes past 8 is the time. You're listening to Good Morning, Elsa.